Track 18. Conclusion 1.
And there we are. Time's nearly up, so let's just recap what we've looked at. Firstly, global warming and where it's going, and more importantly, how we can slow its progress. Alternative energy is one answer to this, and although not in itself a panacea, we've looked at the need for development and research of alternative energy, in particular solar, wind, water, geothermal energy and biofuels. The practicalities can hold back such energies as solar and wind, but nuclear energy may pave the way forward, as I mentioned. Hollister talks about this in his book Nuclear Positive, which I'd recommend. But that's all for now. Enjoy your lunch and see you on Monday.
Conclusion 2. So, as you can see, getting to where we are with the planets was a long process of discovery, and although this solar system may be planetarily sewn up, so to speak, the discovery of solar systems outside our own is only beginning. Will we one day find another planet like our own? Imagine that. Do you think we'll even find something like that in your lifetime? Probably not in mine, but yours, who knows? So, if you want to find out more about these developments, Smith and Bronte give a pretty thorough overview, and that's on your reading list. Conclusion 3.
So, I think to conclude, we can say that although exploration may be seen as a good thing, it can have disastrous effects when it comes to the seabed and the delicate ecosystems there. So, I'd like you to think about this question. When exploration and further knowledge impact upon ethics, where should we go? What can we do? Scientific ethics is part of this module, and I'd like you to review the work we've done and come up with some ideas on positions we should take. There are no right answers, but it's certainly something we as scientists and potential scientists should be considering very carefully.